Episode 4, Be Aware.
Me. Harmony, we are ready.
Hit it!
Beauty!
Hello?
Phoebe!
Yo!
Lily!
Hi!
Gordon!
What?
Clark!
Yeah!
Kimberly!
Cheerio!
The Beauty!
Welcome back, listeners, to WKID, the All Kids Sportscast. I'm Kimberly, and are you ready for some American football?
Whoa, chill out, Kimberly.
Never tell a lady to chill out.
Why are you so excited?
Because American football is actually my favorite sport. It's a sport of kings.
What? America doesn't even have kings.
Never argue with a lady who loves football. Oh, the strategy, the grit, the physicality. I love it all.
Okay, then. Today, we're in Tidbit Park with the GOGs playing the Oak Street Okies in a tense game of flag football.
Oh.
Hate to disappoint you, Kim.
Flag football? Really?
Well, all that equipment is expensive, and ever since BB's legendary hit last year on Gordon, we decided to play without contact for safety reasons. Speaking of BB, let's see what she's saying to her team in the huddle.
Listen up, gang. We're tied up with the Okies, and we are not losing this game.
Ooh, ooh.
Yes, Gordon?
Can we try a group breathing exercise?
It's football, Gordon, not breathe ball.
I'm sorry to say this, but my flag is green.
What's your point, Lily?
Well, green's not a very vibrant color for me. Can I have an orange flag?
Oh, it's a flag, not a fashion statement. Huh. Hey, Puny.
Yes?
Do you also have a stupid question to ask before I call a play?
No. Can I be quarterback?
That is a stupid question. Well done. Now, let's focus. This is a pretty complex play. Gordon, head for the end zone and I'll throw it to you. Everyone else, block for me. Got it?
End zone. Catch the ball. Got it. Wait, what's the play?
Ugh!
Hey, Puny, who's that man in the stands? The guy with the glasses holding Scoop.
That's my dad. Weird. He never comes to watch me play sports.
Pressure's on. You better show him how good you are today.
Can we focus on the...
Are you okay, BB?
I learned it on my thumb.
Do you want to try a breathing exercise for the pain?
No, Gordon. It really hurts.
You should rest your thumb for a couple downs. Maybe let Puny be quarterback.
Puny? Puny Pete? Quarterback?
I promise to do a good job. And if I throw a touchdown, my dad will be proud of me, and then maybe he'll make waffles.
I'd do anything for waffles.
Fine. You can be quarterback. For a few downs, just until I can feel my thumb again.
Woohoo! I won't let you down.
Right. Letting me down is kind of your thing.
I need a new thing.
What an exciting turn of events here at Tidbit Park. BB injuring her thumb and now handing the QB reins to rookie Puny.
He's going to get crushed.
No one's getting crushed, Kimberly. Remember, it's flag football.
Puny Pete's approaching the line of scrimmage.
Bluebird, 42. Grizzly, 45. Iguana, 23. Hippopotamus, 99.
Just hike the ball, Puny.
Set, hut.
Pete dropping back, looking for Gordon downfield. He's shuffling around the pocket. Still can't find Gordon. Looking around.
Why isn't he throwing? What's going through his puny little head?
Why did I ask to be quarterback? No good at this. What if I throw and miss? What if my dad sees it and he's disappointed? Then he'll never come to another game and...
Huh? The Oak Street defense has pulled Puny's flag, sacked like a bag of Idaho potatoes. Boy, I'm hungry. Anyone want tater tots?
Aw, Puny's father is in the stands looking... very disappointed.
Who wouldn't be? Puny couldn't make a decision. Whole civilizations rose and fell during that play.
It's now third down, and Puny Pete's team has called a timeout to figure out what they're going to do.
Whatever happens, I'm sure BB will yell at Puny. Good times to come.
We'll give you the play-by-play after a word from our sponsor. Take it away, Harmony.
Namaste. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Anxious about school, or sports, or family life? Then come retreat and get away from it all at Gordon's Getaway Retreat.
Gordon! Mom says you need to clean up your room.
Gina, I am doing a commercial.
Ooh, a commercial. Go clean up your room, Gordy.
Gina, I'm trying to invite people to come to my retreat.
Ooh, a retreat. You mean that dumb fort in the backyard?
It's not dumb. It has a Zen rock garden.
Ooh, a garden. That reminds me. Mom says you need to clean up the backyard, too. Bye.
So come to Gordon's Getaway Retreat, where you can get away from it all. Including your older sister.
Gordon!
I'm coming! Mama, stay away from my fort!
Welcome back to the exciting game between the Oak Street Okies and the GOGs, where Puny's first move as quarterback was getting sacked. With that kid, failure's a gift.
The rain is picking up now, making the field even more slippery. Perhaps some tackling may occur. Have I mentioned I love American football?
A few times now.
Let's head over to the good old gang huddle.
Puny, what was that? Gordon was wide open during that play. What were you thinking?
Everything, I guess. Sorry. I just wanted to impress my dad so much that I couldn't stop thinking about what could go wrong. Maybe we should just punt the ball.
Or we could all do a breathing exercise.
Maybe we should decorate our flags. I brought my bedazzler.
Enough! No breathing, no bedazzling, and we're definitely not punting. We're going for a Hail Mary toss.
Two questions. Who's Mary and why are we tossing her?
What?
Two questions. Who's Mary and why are we tossing her?
What?
Okay, so there are two questions.
Gordon, no. A Hail Mary toss. It's a play, Gordon.
BB, Puny's the quarterback. Maybe he should call the play.
I think we should do what BB says.
Good call, Puny. For once.
Looks like Puny will be attempting a Hail Mary.
That's right. A long pass with little possibility of making it. A move that dates back to the 1930s, when Notre Dame's team would pray before each of their plays.
Right. Puny's gonna need more than prayers to make this play.
Puny Pete at the line of scrimmage.
Bluebird, 42. Orangutan, 9. Platypus, 47. Kangaroo, 2. Sloth, 3.
Just hike the ball, Puny!
Set, hut!
Gordon running straight down the field in a go route. Lily blocking the pass rush. The pressure's on. You gotta wonder where Puny's head's at now.
If I don't complete this toss, BB is going to be so mad at me. And my father will be even more embarrassed. He might not ever come to any more of my games.
Gordon slips in the mud.
Gordon down.
Puny has lost his receiver. What's he gonna do?
There's a hole in the defense. I'm going to scramble.
Is this happening? Puny Pete running the ball down the field.
The field is wide open. I'm going to make it to the end zone.
Holy cow. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5.
My dad will be so proud of me. He's gonna make waffles and tell everyone what an amazing quarterback I am, and
he's made it to the end zone!
Touchdown! I scored a touchdown! Wait, where are my flags?
Puny Pete was so unaware he never noticed the Oak Street defense pulled off both flags at the line of scrimmage.
I knew that.
You know, if the flags had been bedazzled, you probably would have noticed them missing.
Puny walking back up the field, ignoring the embarrassed look of his father in the stands. It's a sad day at Tidbit Park. At least, it's stopped raining. I spoke too soon.
How will Puny Pete and the good old gang figure out a way to win this game? We'll give you the play-by-play right after a word from our sponsor. Kick it off, Harmony!
The American flag is a combination of red, white, and blue colors, layered horizontal stripes, sharp sewn stars. It's a memorable and beautiful design that inspires millions. So why does the flag I carry on my waist in flag football have to be so boring? Well, it doesn't anymore. Not with Lily's fabulous football flags. Run down the field in a rainbow of colors. Score touchdowns in midnight blue or passionate pink. Throw winning passes and flags more vibrant than a unicorn exploding on the 4th of July. Lily's fabulous football flags. Exercise and accessorize.
Welcome back to WKID, the All Kids Sports Broadcast. It's currently fourth down in a nail-biting game between the Oak Street Okies and the good old gang.
Second-string quarterback, Puny, huddling up his teammates to try and figure out a way to win.
Guys, I'm sorry about that last play. I'm the worst quarterback ever.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
I think the worst quarterback ever was Quasimodo.
Quasimodo was a hunchback.
Exactly. He couldn't even make quarter. He just had a hunch.
What?
Okay, it's fourth down. What should we do?
I think we should do a breathing exercise.
Gordon, why do you keep bringing that up?
Because no one's in the moment, man. Every play, Pete's thinking about his dad. Lily's thinking about flags. BB's focused on backseat quarterbacking. And for most of the game, I've been thinking about waffles. With whipped cream. And cinnamon. Also peaches.
Yum. But how will breathing make us not think about those things?
I think we can all be better players if we just take some deep breaths and work on our awareness, on being here and now.
This is hippie nonsense.
It's really not. We can all learn how to be in the moment. If you're too much in your own head to know what's going on around you, it limits your creative playmaking ability.
Whoa. Where did you learn all this?
It's the first lesson in Gordon's getaway retreat.
That little fort in your backyard?
It's a really cool fort, okay? It has a rock garden.
Touchy, touchy.
Look, just try a breathing exercise with me.
Fine.
Okay.
Everyone, close your eyes. Take slow, deep breaths. Focus on the air going in and out of your bodies. Notice the feel of the wind, the smell of the mud, the sound of the rain. Be aware. Be in the moment. Be you. Waffles.
Whoa. I feel it.
I'm so much more relaxed.
I'm ready, I think.
Me too, I guess.
Waffles.
So what play should we do, BB?
You're the QB. You call it.
Okay. I've got an idea.
The GOG's heading back to the line of scrimmage for their fourth and final down. Score, they win. Lose a flag, lose the game.
Everyone take a deep breath. Set. Hut! Defense is coming towards me. I see BB breaking away.
Puny Pete throwing a perfect spiral to BB.
Find the gaps, BB. Spin move. Ha! Got him!
Block for BB so the Okies don't pull her flag. Her boring-looking flag.
Lily putting a fantastic block on the Okie linebacker, but two more defenders approaching.
Stay aware. Look around you and...
Be
in
the moment!
Holy cow! BB tossing the ball back to Gordon, who catches it and runs it down the 15, the 10.
And Okie coming fast on Gordon and...
Follow Gordon close, Puny. Be there if he needs it and...
Okie's closing in on Gordon's flag as he chucks a lateral toss to Puny.
Run!
Who catches it at the 5 and he runs it in. Touchdown!
Yes!
How is this happening?
Yes!
Is anything real? Am I alive?
Yes!
I am very confused.
Yes!
What an amazing play by the entire good old gang. They are really in sync with one another.
Puny is now looking into the stands to see if his dad caught that amazing play.
Oh, no.
His dad isn't even there.
Dad? Dad?
I think that's him behind the stands walking Scoop.
He missed the whole play?
You okay, Pete?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, because that better not be the last time you don't let me down.
Let's go celebrate.
Yeah!
Waffles?
I was thinking pancakes, but waffles sound really good.
Oh, my stars.
Okay, what an exciting game here at Tidbit Field.
Too bad no one got tackled.
Kimberly, why are you looking at me like that? We're not wearing pads. I don't have a helmet. I have very delicate bones.
Join us next week on WKID, the All Kids Sports Radio Show.
So much pain.